Yeah, that will swallow.
I've been so dehydrated lately, bro. You know, I've been thinking about.
But what makes you know you're dehydrated,
bro? My mouth just be like dry.
Your mouth or your lips?
No, my mouth, like the inside of it.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, when you you try to swallow your own saliva. Well, it don't be none.
Damn, you like that. A little parrot.
Yeah. That must be dry. And then
you ever touch a parrot tongue?
Yeah, that must like super dry. Why is that? Why they ain't got no saliva in there?
They eat a lot of salt.
Gotta be comfortable.
Bro, these brand new couches, bro. You got your whole feet on there.
Dogs, man. Hey,
yeah, bro, you got some dogs, too.
Let Niecy see this. She gonna
Gonna watch it.
So y'all ready to start?
Yo.
She already started. Be texting me.
Yeah, about complaints and stuff?
Yeah.
Did she be having with you discrepancies?
To my personal.
Yeah. When you got access like that, that's what you gotta do.
It's like she pulled me to the side or something, you know?
She gotta let you know, bro. You gotta stay informed.
If she was my teacher, then she'd be like, let's step outside real quick. And that's
I used to hate that as a youngin', bro.
Yeah. When they pulled you outside, it
didn't happen to me that often, but you see, that's how you know it worked. And I learned. Because if, you know, it's just like that embarrassment, like you feel like the slow kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm not slow. I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's for the funsies, you know?
Yeah.
The homies back there trying to snort, what they call them?
Cocaine?
Smarties.
God damn.
Stuff like that. Like, I want to laugh at them.
Yeah.
But she don't find that funny as an adult.
What do you think is worse, bro? If you go a year eating McDonald's or like just say fast food, but you drink water, or eating whatever you want, but you have to drink soda. You know what I'm saying?
Both of them sound bad. Eating whatever you want.
If you did one for a year.
Eating whatever you want?
Yeah, like you can eat whatever you want, but you have to drink soda every day. Like with all your food.
No. I would vote the McDonald's every day with water is better.
Oh, yeah?
They did a whole movie called Super Size Me.
They did that on there?
He just ate McDonald's for every meal every day.
And if they asked him if he wanted a super size, he had to say, yeah.
Dang.
You know that film was propaganda?
Was it?
Yeah.
How do you find out, like, later on, like, what was real and what was fake?
You know, as you go to a bigger age,
oh,
you mean bigger as in weight?
Bigger as an age. Well, as you go into a bigger age, I think now you start seeing a lot of the
antics. I already know what you're about to say.
A lot of the antics. No.
I'm thinking you're finna give me facts.
This is facts, bro.
That's not facts, bro.
Bro, I remember I was probably like 12 years old or something watching the news. I was watching CNN, you know.
Back when it used to be real news.
Well, what I thought was
you talking about
news,
when Trump was on there?
But you know, they had all the libs on there talking about
before Trump.
Vaccines was causing autism and shit like that. Yeah. It was, you know, a whole different thing. And it was just
different
like,
time.
At that time, the liberals were the anti-vaxxers.
They were the anti-vaxxers.
And now just, the conservatives.
Now at my big age, I'm over here seeing the Republicans being anti-vaxxers. I'm seeing people quit jobs because they don't want to get a vaccination.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
wild.
It's just like, bro, motherfuckers, if they didn't have a meningitis shot, you couldn't enroll into college classes.
Nah, so, I got the exception for that. What is called?
Why?
I got the boot voucher for it. What is called?
I don't know
what you got.
They let me slide because I told them I was Muslim and it was against my religion.
That's fucking nuts.
Meningitis? What'd that do?
Meningitis.
So you like an OG lib.
Yeah, I used
he
to.
He used to have that man bun. Remember?
I used to.
Libs have man buns.
I used to use my religion as a.
Yo, religion, that's not your fucking religion.
What it's called as a crutch?
You used to lie about religion.
Yeah. Because if they gonna lie on us, we gonna lie about them.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that. I didn't know you were capable of doing that,
bro. I'm capable of a lot of things. Yeah.
Your brother.
He's who doing? This one?
The other brother. The ones that.
Nah, that's a stand up guy right there.
He don't lie.
He don't do that.
You don't think he lie?
He don't lie at all.
He don't do that.
He would tell you the truth. Like, there's nothing you could tell him. Like,
I asked him, was I cute one day? He gonna tell me nah.
I don't know what you expected.
The truth.
So, that's everybody's gonna tell you that the truth.
I know, but they can be like, "Bro, you average." They can say you average.
Could have cheered him up. He could have been having a down
like the
day.
The other day, bro,
and just put the nail in the coffin, huh?
I jumped off like a what 4 foot?
Don't drink like that.
You say 4 foot?
That joke was about 3.5 foot. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, it was deeper than that, Dave.
It wasn't no 4 foot.
Right,
I know,
three and
bro.
A half. I'll do 3.5.
I work with a ply. That's a sheet of plywood. Sideways.
That's not sheet. That was cement.
No, I'm saying the measurement.
He's visualizing. Yeah.
No, you didn't go down there.
Bro, so I did it after you.
Let's say I jumped off of a 3.5 foot edge into a
drop.
Yeah, it was a drop. I show him the video thing. He going to be excited for me like, "Dad, you landed it." Nah, bro. It was like.
He was disappointed in you.
Yeah, like
he your daddy.
Yeah, like, why would you do that?
He pulled you to the side?
Yeah, he said,
"Let me talk to you outside."
He said, "Anything could have happened. You could have fell, bust your head open."
Then what?
And then just to.
He told you to put on a helmet?
He didn't tell me that part.
He told you to keep it off the streets?
He said next time he was going to have to go with us.
He going to have to go keep an eye on you?
Yeah,
keep
like I'm a
eye.
Kid, bro.
And you know what he going to do? He going to go out there and he going to have a
whistle.
He going to have a football helmet in his backpack. And when you do something like that, he going to make you wear it.
He going to grab you by your seat and stop you.
Yeah, be like, hey.
I feel like he can do it because he's very strong.
Hey, nah, but real talk, I want to apologize preemptively.
Damn, what you do already?
Still been apologizing since the podcast started, dog.
Bro, episode one, he was apologizing. If nothing changed.
If I'm off my game. A little bit.
Oh, man. This dude already starting with excuses.
Wow. If I'm off my game this episode, I took a mean fucking hit in the head this morning in the shower, bro. That shit right there, bro. That shit.
You got a concussion?
I had a quiet morning.
Fail?
Hell yeah, bro.
I talked to you right before you walked in the
shower. You fell?
So I'm in the shower. You know, I'm showering.
The shower okay?
Yeah, the shower's fine.
This fool, he asked about. Like, he didn't ask to see if you was okay.
Because we just finished with that shower not too long ago.
But he asked if the shower was okay.
I got a little bump on the back of my head, but I'll be cool.
You
got
to fight him after.
I remember that as a kid, feeling them little knots in your head.
I was like, the whole morning, I ain't listening to shit on the way to work. I was just like,
yeah.
I was just thinking about your life. I was just like, bro, anything could have happened, bro. So I'm over here. I'm done with my shower, right? So I'm like cleaning up all the soap and excess soap everywhere. I like to lather myself, so there'd be like soap on the walls and shit.
Hey, what you be spinning? spin.
Be lather in the walls.
I mean, like jamming Kodak. You know? Nah, I don't listen to Kodak. I'm sorry, that's this dude. This dude, wow.
Little Tasmanian devil in there.
I can only listen to R&B and women while I'm showering. That's listening a to a
man
that's
is fun.
All that's, he listens to. Any when he cooks, women R&B. When he cleans, women R&B. When he showers,
no, bro, that's pretty cool. You should try it,
what? Dude. Now I've tried it.
Man, singing while you take a bath,
dude. You'll take a shower a lot quicker.
I put some Giveon on one time. Man's voice was too deep to be in that shower.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was in there. I was hosing off the walls, right, and then I'm trying to make the water go to the drain. I'm kicking it right with my foot.
Ooh, I see that happen,
bro. It came out from under
the
me.
The left
bro.
One gave out.
This one, yeah, I went like that.
That's the metal ankle.
Yeah, and then I just falling backwards, bro. And then my head hits the fucking wall. Just
damn, doom. You landed on your butt?
On my back. Yeah.
Bro, that shower not that big.
Yeah,
for him,
it's a regular size shower, bro.
No, but this is a big guy.
I'm a big guy, but yeah, my head hit the fucking wall. I got up.
But in the morning, you be skinnier in the morning.
You do. You know
when
why?
First wake up. You know.
You know why?
Because all your shit settles. My stomach be touching my back.
No, bro. This dude crazy. Your body at night. That's why if you sweat at night, that means you got a high metabolism.
I don't sweat. I be cold.
Yeah, that means you need to get more active.
I be hibernating,
hey, but I'm
bro.
Nice though. I'm hitting Willie's like 6 pedals now.
Yeah, but don't got nothing to do with your food digestion.
That's active.
But nah, that's
nah. Your that means your metabolism high, and while you sleeping, your body like. It heats up and it's burning calories.
I just bought some a whole 15 pack of Celsius. You heard of that?
What's Celsius?
I tried them hoes. I still got one in the fridge.
What's that? You tripping?
That's that THC drink.
I'm drinking it.
That's a alternative energy drink.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, if she
But you can't talk to him about that because he's addicted to Red Bull. Yeah,
I'm not addicted to Red Bull.
He live by that.
He want to find a reason not to leave Red Bull alone.
Like this size, this style can like excites him.
A4s. A4s, that's me.
Yeah, that's not A4.
That's a, no, but I'm saying this shape, this long,
skinny one,
the skinnier one.
Fucking nuts.
He liked that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's. I tried it. That shit don't taste good. Now, what I did try and I did enjoy
probably
was
got the wrong flavor.
The Liquid Death. Probably I got some
Liquid
tropical.
Liquid Death is water.
Liquid Death.
I know sparkling water. That's a decent sparkling water.
Bro, you gotta support Topo Chico, bro.
Nah, that Topo Chico is a classic. Like I can eat that shit with a meal. I'm gonna drink it with a meal.
I don't think you eat that.
Yeah, I could drink that shit.
Yeah,
with
you
a
just
meal.
Need a little lime in there.
That's it.
Yeah, that's like that's the OG alkaline water.
Mm-hmm. When y'all be going out, do y'all have anybody in y'all circle that still orders drinks dressed?
I don't even know what that means.
Salt and lime.
Yeah, you got a lot of Mexican friends.
Salt
we don't.
And lime.
You hang with white people. I hang with black people.
The white to be straight Michelob's.
I get one. I have one homeboy. He ordered all his shit dressed. Right.
You like see, Corona. You got homeboys. Yeah. I got buddies.
You got buddies.
I got partners.
You got partners. It was a whole different class.
Yeah, dog.
Dang.
So we don't. They don't even know what that is. You be like dressed. Like I got clothes on. What you talking
about? You know that partner stuff is some real country stuff. If you really think about it,
we from Texas.
It's a partner.
We from Texas. It's my partner. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's some real white stuff.
But I said partner.
Yeah.
If I would have said partner, it's more country.
Yeah, but he be pissing me off. Cause he don't ever deep throat the bottle.
Hey yo,
like, he just leave all.
He be dressed in a bottle.
You want him a gag while he drink?
Like he get the long neck Coronas, right?
Hey, you got to think about it though. Licking the neck of a bottle is kind of.
But
wow.
He don't do
nah,
it. He don't do it. He orders them dressed, but doesn't do it.
It's just cause he wanted like right there on his lips.
Nah, you got to fucking deep throat.
Yeah, you
got to
lick the sides.
Bro. How else are you gonna get it?
As a man though,
yeah, like that's why I don't rock.
You
got to
drink that shit the long way, bro.
Drinking that shit the long way. What you want to do? Stick it in his mouth and turn his head up like that?
Yeah,
like a little
dude. Like, stop doing that shit.
It's you want you to make a tornado?
Yeah, yeah. Bro. It's either 100%, bro. It's 0 or 100.
Yeah. Yo, partner, listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. He know.
Yeah.
And you told him that you upset.
I told him right there. I'm like, why do you do that?
Why you don't expose him and say who it is?
Nah, I'm not gonna do that, bro.
Expose him, bro.
He ain't no real friend.
He got a family.
He ain't no real friend.
I told him.
He got a family?
Like yeah, in
got,
person?
He got family. He got
Did
he
you
got,
ask him if you
he
could
got
talk
other
about that?
Colleagues. Nah.
Right, just go I think I know who it is.
We'll see. We'll see.
Say a name.
I don't say no name.
Hey, so what's up with the Ox, bro? You going who gonna go?
He got it.
Let's go, Dave. You started off this time because you always got bangers.
Bro, I always started off.
What you talking about?
You never started off.
He always starts
off. The dude here crazy.
Who?
It's me, you, and then Tom. Nah, he always end it. Come on, bro. This dude that like
he
we ain't been
with
for
little,
a long time.
With the little off the wall.
Yeah. Hey.
And if you're wondering why you're seeing us in a new setting, well, a new year is coming around. And we decided to
new year, new us.
Shake things up a bit.
Sometimes you gotta be shaking, all right.
Sometimes
stay
you gotta shake
tuned.
The tree.
Shake the tree. I like that reference.
That's
a good ass reference.
That's a good ass reference.
Good ass reference.
I ain't gonna cap. This is something that I had on.
When
on the way here.
Yeah, on the way here. I heard something and I was like,
mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta respect it. You don't have to, but.
Fuck my first bitch in the hood up on the bed. 7 years old. Fell in love with the streets. 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 New AMG. Foes on the feet. It's time to eat. Bon appetit. Count G, you know how I be. I could give a damn about a bitch, man, you know me. Fuck her for 3 days, then dump her next week. Had your bitch rolling blunts in my passenger seat. Saved by the bells like a motherfucking screech. Came up
rapper look different. All of my friends was the robbers. Bust 10 million down and split that shit up with my partners. 50,000 while all blues in my Balmain joggers.
Partners.
Favorite cars, my Chevelle and my side bitch doctor. Riding with my rifle, right hand on the Bible. That bitch blow
jobs. Yo, side chick being a doctor.
First you get the money, then you get the power. Yeah, that bitch she fine as fuck, but she snorting power. Fell in love with the streets. 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 Fell in love with the streets.
I seen this. I had to press play. I always. He always got bangers, bro. It's Dolph.
It was something with like songs. They dropped the album, right?
Yeah, is it like
something
his
he was working on?
Exodus.
Yeah, what is it called? A posthumous or after they die?
Posthumous.
Posthumous, whatever.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I know how it looked. The word, yeah. Like if I see it, I know what like they're Postmates. Trying to say. Nah, that whole way longer than Postmates. That
yeah, got a it looked like hippopotamus.
Fuck it. I was texting one of my sisters the other day. She was asking me where I was at. I'm like, I'm over here off Westheimer.
Yeah.
I spelled that shit all the way wrong.
You like spelled it out West?
Yeah. I don't know.
And
how
then
to spell
time?
That shit. Yeah.
Timer. And then her?
Like time. Yeah.
Yeah, the
bro.
Jit is wildin'.
No, I don't know how to spell them that shit. Those are two streets that I refuse
it's a
to
lot
learn how to spell is Kirkendall.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Fucking Westheimer. Yeah. Those, I have zero concept of the order of the letters in those bitches.
Really, that Westheimer, I don't even think we pronouncing it right because it got an H in there. I think it's like a German word.
Westheimer?
Yeah, it's like that.
Might have had a lith.
Yeah, it's something like that. But we pronounce it how we pronounce it.
I just said
Kirkendall is probably nowhere close to Kirkendall.
Oh, Quickendall.
Yeah.
This song ain't bad, but I don't know if I'm playing the wrong one. But the reason I'm playing it was because I don't know if this is a song. Let me not say it. Let me just play it.
Well, the song that I played was Young Dolph, Love for the Streets.
Yeah, along with Dolph.
Yo.
It's Dolph.
Damn.
Yo, speaker's always louder than mine, bro.
No, I can't tell you why.
You doing something.
He got a different EQ.
He messed with the EQ. He got the hip-hop EQ on.
Molly Young, keep a drum. Call him Peter Chris. Rob Peter paid Paul, and I know Peter pissed. I'm gonna do it every time. I can't see a miss. All my nigga know it's cheese like we eating Swiss. I'm coming home with that bacon, begging me a kiss. And what you doing for the rats? Let me see you twist. Might go blow a couple stats, begging me a list. And you know I be pulling screen like a nigga sis. Molly Young, keep a drum. I call him Peter Chris. I rob Peter paid Paul, and I know Peter pissed. I'm gonna do it every time, I can't see a miss. And all my nigga know it's cheese like we eat Swiss. I'm coming home with that bacon, begging me a kiss. And what you doing for the rats, let me see you twist. Might go blow a couple stats, begging me a list. You know I be pulling screen like I'm Nicky Sis. They know I be living fast like I'm Lucas Black. Know a junkie give his last just to do the crack. My little nigga moving weird, all he do is twack. But if they leave it up to me, I'm gonna bring him back. Me and Cello in the cell trying to get a sack. All these bitches gave me hell, they want to send a pack.
This was the last song I heard today.
Who that?
Some dude named Spliff Jit.
Spliff Jit?
Have you heard it? I guess I'm saying it right.
Nah, Jit from.
Look right there in that upper corner. That what it say, right?
Spliff Jit, yeah.
What's the name of the song? That's
Nikki Six. Where Jit from? Cause if he talking about Jit, that's like some Florida stuff, ain't
I don't know,
it?
But
it sounds like some Detroit, LA stuff. Why Detroit and LA so the sound damn near sound like a little similar? What happened?
Detroit and what?
And like LA, like that Bay.
The
well, you know, not L.A., but the Bay. The Bay, people probably from the Bay feel disrespected.
Yeah, but
if you call it L.A.
LA, the Bay is a
but
whole
the Bay,
different.
Like that.
That bounce type of like.
Yeah, like why is it so similar and they so far away? Maybe
that's
the
interesting
maybe the
observation.
Crips, maybe the Crips infiltrated.
Yeah, but I don't think they were producing music, Dave.
Why not?
I don't think that's what type of time they were on.
Why
this dude still listening to music?
He might want to repeat.
You want to play something else?
I found the one.
Or you just want to like, you just wanted to finish it off?
If you're going to play it like that, you might as well just put it up to the mic.
That's another song.
Get no bass.
Play your song.
No, because you're not following up my song with that bullshit. That's it. You done.
No. I'm not playing nothing. Right. I'm going to find it for the next part.
So you was really just trying to listen to it.
Yeah, he just wanted to finish it off. That's fucking nuts, bro.
That's how you know that whole jam.
No, look, it was two songs, but I mixed the names up. That was two songs that I listened to today. That was
so
like,
just play it. I want to hear it.
Now I'm curious. Now
I have split. I don't know the part. I don't know the part. But he basically the reason I wanted to play it because he said something like,
"Shout out Pod Next Door."
Hey, you fiending. Like you DJ Screw or something like that. And I was like, dang, bro. And it's somebody from Florida. And I'm like, can somebody from Houston listen to that and feel some type of way? And
yeah,
kind of like some, you know, like.
Yeah, because I already told you, Houston's people so sensitive, they don't even use Screw.
Yeah. He said something about fiending like DJ Screw or something.
Which is true.
But can they get mad at that?
It was true. You mean you got to be honest. People that sip drink. Are heroin addicts.
Pretty much. I remember one time I was soliciting some lean and he asked me like what kind. I like that shit to kill Pimp C, bro. That's the shit I want.
That's it?
Yeah, but he ain't had it.
And Big Mo.
It's too crazy.
So this song, one of my homeboys put me on. I don't know what kind
How
of time.
How he put you on? Like he texted
like,
to you?
When I got in the car, like he scooped me. Nah, he put it on right when I got in and I sat down. I like buckled.
He timed it so when you got in, he could play it.
I don't know.
The homies be doing that.
I don't know.
When they want you to hear something like that, they on and they feel like it's some heat. Yeah. They like hold on. He coming. Hold on.
No, it was my homeboy Wall. See, I could say him because he know he did this shit. He know like right when I got in, this hoe just started like playing and he just like one hand on the wheel and he was just like
de las cumbias originales con mis compas grupo frontera
y fuerza rígida compadre
fierro pues márquele compa Carlos ¡Dale, dale!
Tengo tiempo pensando en los dos si podemos arreglar la situación.
I like that.
Lo nuestro es una guerra en el amor. Defiendo lo que me pide el corazón.
Quiero comerte yo todos los días. Me enamorabas con lo que decías. Tenerte de nuevo es mi fantasía. Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer.
Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer. Pero solo vente, vente, vente. Yo lo hago diferente.
Yo aquí te espero.
Solo vente, vente, vente. No sales de mi mente. Yo aquí te espero. Solo vente, vente, vente. Yo sé cómo quererte. Dime que sí, dime que sí. Voy a tenerte.
You're supposed to do it on your phone.
What, just click the button?
Yeah.
This is a lot smoother.
He holds it down.
Yeah, I'm fucking
That's
chaotic.
A good ass song. Who is that, bro?
Yeah.
That was Fuerza Regida and fucking.
There'd be a lot of other
people.
I want to sing that other famous song.
Yeah, Grupo Frontera.
There'd be a lot of people hating on them, bro.
On who's?
What they call it?
Fuerza Regida?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, they OGs.
Anytime anybody get big.
Can't nobody hate on J.O.P., bro. That dude right there, he's solidified, bro. They put out so many classics back in the day, bro. They were like the originators of that fucking trap sound, bro. It's like, can't nobody hate on them,
and they
bro.
Them the guys that just went viral for playing Chief Keef after.
Yeah. Okay. So they the ones that started like the new age, like
I don't want to say started, but they're like
one of the big ones.
They up there in the beginning.
Yeah, a lot of people can do it first, but who did it better?
I mean, they did it great.
That's what I'm saying.
They have classics. I mean, fucking Ladeando, like those are fucking classic songs. I mean, so many classics.
But I'm saying, like, those are the type of people that came out and people wasn't respecting it because they were like, oh, this is new booty.
Yeah.
New age type stuff. Like,
Yeah.
It always going to be people like that.
And they did take a break for a while. And for some reason, for the past couple, past few months, this year pretty much is when they started releasing newer stuff and, you know, kind of being back on the map, per se.
Mm.
But, yeah, they're back, baby. But, yeah, shout out to my homeboy. He put me onto that. He was like, bro, you got to listen to this. He was, like, bugging me, bro. Like, send me the link and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, bro, I'll check it out.
One of the homies didn't send me a link. Man's just texting me the words that I need to search up.
For the song?
I'm like, bro, I don't know what kind of phone you got. But if you don't send me a link, I ain't clicking nothing. I ain't typing.
Search like you know how you, like you find the lyrics.
Hey, no, like look this up.
Yeah, that's some B-body type shit, right?
No, bro, you better send me the link where I can
click it.
Touch that joker. Yeah, if not, I ain't looking for it.
But I don't send people Apple like links from Apple Music because
YouTube.
I don't know if they got Apple Music.
I don't give a fuck what they got. If your ass got Spotify, then look at this Apple link and go search it up. Like, I'm not finna go out of my way and go to Spotify. Like, I have it on my phone and everything, but I don't use it. I need to uninstall it, but Spotify? I don't uninstall it because there's some podcasts on there that are exclusive on there.
What podcast is exclusive?
Off the Record.
Oh, you listen to that?
Yeah. No. Just whenever there's somebody like
interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's not my go to music app. I don't pay for it.
It's not my go to music app.
Even
though some of the younger generation have experience with both Apple and Spotify say that Spotify, the way they do their music setup, it's a lot better.
It's because they got goofy ass features, and this is
what's a goofy ass feature?
Like the fading, the transitions. You can do transitions onto songs.
You can do that. Fade. You can do that on Apple.
I don't know.
It's probably more work, but you can do it.
Well, this is simple in the UI. You know how I've been telling you people don't like to think.
They don't like to be critical thinkers.
Oh,
they want it's simple easy. Right there.
It's right there in your fucking face. That's a selling point to people.
Nah. I got mine like on a 0.01 and it's like, fade.
I've never been a fan of
so the when I listen to the Kendrick Lamar album, when he's talking about his uncle is a man now, I mean his auntie is a man now, the transition is just like seamless, bro. Mm-hmm.
You know you didn't hit the intro yet, bro.
Oh, shit. My bad. Hit the music, Jack.
Yeah, we shouldn't have set him right there, bro. You're getting a little too comfortable.
Let's do Yeah.
Once my feet get up here, I'm fucking potting. That's when I'm kicking it in gear. That's right there. If I'm on a power glide, I'm on the second gear right there.
Why didn't you flip that?
I'm fucking going. My bad. I didn't know.
I don't like it like that.
He don't. We not doing that, bro. We not looking at ourselves on TV.
I like that.
We looking at
we
each other.
We gotta look at the people, bro.
That make me look
Thank
at the
Thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode Potting Next Door. It's your boy Cooking with No Food.
Sir.
I'm here with June.
Dessert.
We got Dave in the building.
My name BMX Junior.
Episode 146. End of year special. Fucking holidays coming around. That's why we're a little late. We were just having so much fun living, loving, and laughing this past weekend.
Yo,
it's so crazy how the holidays landed on a weekend.
I don't like it.
You know, Christmas?
It doesn't feel like a holiday, huh?
Don't feel like the holiday. You don't like it. Feel like the weekend.
You don't like it during the week?
What you mean?
What you talking about?
I like it during the week.
Wow.
Because
you're trying to stretch out your weekend.
Yeah, you get off of work with more time.
I had a fucking 4-day weekend. I was chilling, papa.
Bro, that's light, bro. We need 5-day weekend.
If it was during the week, I wouldn't get a 4-day week.
You would just get that one day off.
I'll just get the day and maybe the next day. You know.
Yeah, you lost a lot of money on Christmas.
It is what it is. That's what it's for. That's what money's for.
But did you really lose if you got to spend time with family?
Yeah, I got to spend time arguing with people, bro. That's what it's all about.
Time is money, bro. I had somebody tell me that before.
What?
Time is money, and he was dead ass.
Time is money, bro.
Yeah, but not when you really like you can't say that if you're not making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be saved for people that's really making money.
This shit that tripped them out. Like,
I was dying laughing. I said, so if you telling me I chunk you this little 20 right now,
you good.
You gonna
for
do whatever, bro?
For the next 8 hours, you good.
Yeah, like, I'm like, bro.
Hey, I ain't gay, but $20 is $20, bro.
What being gay got to do with
that? The fact that you bring gay into it, bro.
I wasn't talking about nothing gay.
This dude, oh, he heard
I was gonna have
anything.
That fool wash my car for an hour.
Bro, he gonna be like
wash
that.
Wash it twice.
He gonna be like that toot on Bissonette that was like, nah, for $100. To wash a truck, a dually.
If time is money.
She was charging $100?
No, man's called her. You ain't see that video?
Mm-mm.
On Bissonette, right there in Houston.
Oh, that's a good video.
They be.
So, homie rolled down the window. He like, hey, she run over there. She get a little sprint.
Yeah, a little musty sprint.
Yeah. So, she get up to the window. He like, hey, how much?
Nah, he's like, what you do?
Yeah, and she was like, basically everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
he like, how much? And she was like, something, something for 80. And something, something for 100. He like, hey, I'll give you 100 to wash my truck.
In and out, he's in.
Yeah. And she was like,
she was so confused.
She
like,
she looked disgusted.
Well, she's a whore. She's not a fucking porter boy, bro.
She was like, hell nah, I ain't washing no damn truck. And she walked away.
And not for 100. You got to think, she actually the smart one right there, because after all the materials that she had to buy, a bucket.
Oh, he had everything.
He had the bucket in the back.
The ROI was in.
She made 100%.
Yeah, she lost out on that. For $100, I don't know, a dually though, them bitches is big.
And that's they got four wheels in the back.
Diesel John.
Yeah.
You know he went back and did a different
for
one.
For real? Yeah, with another one?
She
didn't do it either.
Yeah, oh, these are whores. God. You can't really.
Yeah, they really just want to sell their body,
I guess,
bro.
Since so the that's first like one a, went viral, he did it again, you know?
Yeah. So that's like a
test
bit. Because like
bit
what
now.
I got on my algorithm was a similar bit, but it was a trucker and a lot lizard. So he was parked. And you know how they have those e-logs, electronic log books?
Oh,
they
yeah,
have
yeah.
So he pretty much told her, hey, just every hour push the clutch in, and I'm going to go in the back and go to sleep. And she didn't hear him. He said this out the window, but the truck on, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then
she
started climbing in, right? And started making her way to the back because he had a dash cam in that hole.
Yeah.
Whenever she starts going
a
to the
lizard for real,
yeah. Whenever she start
climb trucks,
yeah. Whenever she start going to the back with him, he pushed into the seat. Nah, pushed the clutch.
Yeah,
and she was like, nah, she got out of there.
This time is money, bro.
So similar. Every hour they have to push the clutch.
Every
like
hour
what? To like let the system know that they're driving.
Yeah, it just registers on the log.
But he just wanted a little break.
A little nappy nap. Mm-hmm. I mean, she should have did it. I think he was paying good money. It was in the hundreds.
Damn.
Yeah,
the trucker conditions, bro. I've talked to a few truckers. Trucker conditions out there are pretty bad, bro.
Yeah, a lot lizards, the quality has gone down.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, what you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the goddamn...
The money?
The monies.
Oh.
It went down?
Yeah.
But why is it down if everything is up?
That's the $1 million question.
Everything is the $1 million
question. That's the $1 million question. Record profits, but no fucking raises.
Yeah.
That's the $1 million question, June. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These motherfucking companies have made fucking 100x of what they made in the previous years.
So you think it's just greed?
It's greed. It's capitalism.
Greed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to get away by the skin of your teeth.
What kind of examples do they give you of like bad conditions?
Just the rates that they paying for, like let's say somebody gonna go from Texas to Cali to pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
In that trip, they would have. There's just fake numbers, but it's just they just making less money. If on that trip they was gonna make $2,000,
mm-hmm.
Now it's like $1,400.
Nah, they're probably still making $2,000, but the cost of operating now is a lot higher.
But that's what I'm saying. It eats into
diesel like $4.19.
Yeah, it eats into their profit and stuff
like
that.
Fuel is up.
That's why a lot of these truckers are like Trump supporters.
I thought that a lot of that truck stuff was at an all-time high right now.
It is.
What you mean at an all-time high?
Like
if they charging?
Like, it's like everybody getting into it. Now, mm-hmm. You can go on YouTube right now and find a young dude that just started driving, and he's doing YouTube on his truck.
He a felon?
Nah, he married. You know what I'm talking about?
No, so he can still be a felon.
He ain't a felon. He married.
Fucking civil court. You can be married.
Nah, most of the time, felons don't get married no more.
No, they don't? Uh-uh. What they doing?
I'll be seeing on TikTok. Single. I'll be seeing pen pals on there. There'd be chicks. They'd be chicks in some Idaho prison, right? So they'd be...
Snacks.
Nah, some of them be busted. Be like,
nah, I'm talking about the ones that be snacks, though.
I haven't seen
one. You ain't seen one?
I haven't seen one that made me want to send her some money. I'll tell you that right now.
I seen two.
Oh, they're trying to start an OnlyFans?
I seen two.
Nah, so it's just like commissary. You write to them.
I've never been to jail. I don't know. You talking to me like I know.
Yeah, like you a criminal.
Yeah,
dude.
Like I got a couple like...
You got fucking partners?
Attempted murders.
Bro, that's...
You never wrote... Oh, that's racist.
That's racist. They don't even mean that, bro.
You never wrote to them or nothing?
I actually have. Nah, but they got... My partners got cell phones.
Nah.
In the jail?
In the jail.
Illegally.
I did a grill in jail. I told you.
Yeah, how you snuck it in?
Man, I had this one partner, bro. I probably went like 15 years without talking to him, and then he called me on a cell phone.
He still remember your number.
He's the guy that sells the phones in the jail.
This dude didn't have the same number since I was a little
bro. Yeah, he's like, bro, you got... That's what he said. You got the same number, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, bro. Like, I ain't really having... I told him I'm real faithful, and when I like something, I stick to it.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you're a married man.
I'm married, and look, my whole entire life since I was like a kid, bro, 6, 7 years old, walking to the snow cone or a shop.
Yeah.
I've been ordering the same flavor.
Damn, strawberry?
No, raspberry.
Raspberry.
My whole life. And my partner just realized that. And he told me, he was like, hey, bro, this dude never tried new flavors.
Yeah.
Dude, he stick to his gun.
You close-minded.
Huh?
No. You're probably autistic.
I like other flavors, but if I know that this one works, I'm sticking
to
it.
Why change it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. And then I started realizing,
that's what
bro,
they said about the wheel.
Yeah.
I realize a lot of things in my life, though, bro. I don't do a lot of changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about food when you go places?
What do you mean? Nah, I try food.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people, when it comes to food, they
like
stick
food.
Into they nah, same nah, old, nah. same old.
See, I will go to a restaurant and get something that, like, the popular dish at that place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that might be the dish that everybody gets. Mm-hmm. And it may not be what I feel like eating, but I still get it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see...
What people are talking about.
I just want to see what the hype about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm saying. I'm not scared to...
I do that, too.
I'm not scared to try stuff, you know?
But depending on how the person answer it, like, I'll ask the person, the waiter, or the waitress.
I judge the waitress.
Yeah. Depending on how they look. And I'll be like, yo, what's something that's... popular or something that everybody gets, what's the best thing on the menu? And depending on how they answer it,
How you know if you're gonna,
yeah,
or if I just straight up don't like
you,
it.
If they give you too many recommendations, that's a red flag.
Yeah, you gotta give me
I'm not asking no dude for no recommendation.
Why not?
Fuck that.
That's sexist.
Like one time,
I'd rather not enjoy my meal.
I tried this taco, like this breakfast.
Yeah.
Restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Not even like
a brunch spot.
No, it was
they sell mimosas.
It was a real restaurant that just sold breakfast tacos. Like you go in there and eat. It wasn't like those little
whole restaurant
type places. Yeah. And I tell the girl, I say, do I go with brisket, egg and cheese? Or steak, egg and cheese? She said, jalapeno sausage. And I was just like, bro.
That's what she knows.
I know, but that's not what I
was like. If somebody asks you for a snow cone, you gonna they be
a
like,
raspberry.
Yeah, bro. That's what she knows.
So I'm like thinking in my head, like, I wanna, you know, like
it must be really good.
And you know, I should have a regular person. I feel like, nah, let me just try the steak. Like, you ain't helping me.
Yeah.
I said, let me get one of those then.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was okay. You know, it had a little spice to it.
Jalapeno sausage and sausage that got cheese
and
stuff.
It's homemade. It was homemade.
It don't matter. Whenever they start...
This wasn't like no... Bitches right there,
whenever
bro.
They start injecting stuff into the sausage...
That's fire, bro.
I don't rock with it. I just need meat in there and then spices.
I know. That's why I was trying to get... I wanted steak. So I'm like, let me get one of those and let me try the steak one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like...
But... That's open-minded.
Yeah.
You know, like if I would have been like,
yeah,
That's not what I eat. I'm not gonna get it. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, me and Tone, we gonna start up a food. No.
Man, we've been trying to do this for a food
2 years. A food blog.
Hold on. What it's called? Why y'all want me part of it?
Because you a busy man, bro.
You are busy.
What are y'all trying to do?
We trying to go eat.
I don't like the way you eat either. You grab your burger by the back.
You flip it over upside down.
Then I fold my pizza like a taco.
Yeah, that's like chaotic. You know?
Now we gonna it's gonna be called.
I forgot what the fuck.
I don't know what the name gonna be, but we gonna be eating next door.
Yeah. And then if we end up going to McDonald's, I take that bottom bun off and flip it upside down like a tostada.
On what burger?
On a hot and spicy.
Why?
Why you real good like that?
Why you flip it upside down with the mayonnaise and the?
No, they put the mayonnaise on top.
Yeah, the mayonnaise and the.
Why you flip that bottom one? What it do?
Hey, look,
he said it just feel better on his tongue. He
yeah,
said,
look, do this. It's next it's time like, you go, try it.
I told y'all for McDonald's.
I know, you only go in the morning, but for just the breakfast, try it, bro.
Oh, that's why I say I'm dehydrated.
You've been because, eating McDonald's.
Yes, bro, and I'll be getting the big coffee, John.
I hate people that order those big coffees because they don't fill your cup
holder. But it ain't that big.
You gotta put it between your legs when you drive.
It's not that big. Nah, not that big.
Them big cups, dog.
Yeah, they make the bottom of it small.
And I like the little app because you're able to customize
somebody
it.
Somebody said that the large in McDonald's is the same size as the small.
Where?
Any restaurant.
That little illusion where they be.
You think you believe that?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I think now.
It's all cap.
That is true. It all is just illusion. But one thing that's for sure is that America has bigger drinks than any part of the world. Yeah.
Everything bigger than Texas, bro.
I ain't never left my neighborhood.
Nah, America.
I wouldn't even know that, bro.
The only place with a 3-liter.
Yeah. They don't really sell those like that no more.
I'm glad, bro.
That 3-liter was fun to open because it had a fatter top on it.
That hole was thick as shit.
That was a big top, dog.
Yeah. Y'all ever put your mouth on it and drunk it out of the 3-liter?
Nah, I think as a youngin',
I would drown drinking that shit, bro.
That was fun times, bro.
That's a big ass.
We used to get that pizza on pizza night.
Yeah. Little Caesars.
Yeah.
You remember we used to get the big long johns?
I think it was called the Bigfoot.
And I think it was like some football promotion.
Yeah, it was like the size of a field.
That month was hard.
Some little Caesars?
You was alive at that time or no?
Nah.
Probably not. It was hard.
But I did my fair share of little Caesars. And I had that shit the other day for nostalgia reasons. It was all right. That shit fucked up my stomach.
See, that'd be fun. We go eat wings. We go there and eat wings and record ourselves.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like a little
wings, real good up there.
Like a little review, you know?
Like $5 for a little box.
And then we like go to hood spots and we get like a, you know how they be interviewing the cooks in the back? But we just go into regular places.
I know, but
go interview Guatemalans, bro.
How about after we finish this, that's what we do.
But I've been trying to lose weight.
Double-edged sword.
It's tough,
that's
bro.
A good excuse go not to lose weight.
Go get a fucking
a BBL.
Nah, not a BBL.
They got a
DDL. Why the fuck
now
you want to look wild, bro? Hey,
you
why is that the first thing that comes to your mind?
Have you been seeing the DDLs?
No, I don't know what the fuck a DDL is. What the fuck is
the Dominican dick lift?
The fuck?
Hey,
no.
Man's coming out, bandaged up down to the kneecap.
God.
Hey.
Damn.
They always say, I'm going to be stroking. Hey, man's to the kneecap, bro.
That's
you know how
great.
A cast look?
He can't even wear Hoochie Daddy.
Got a cast on that joker.
That dude can't even wear Hoochie Daddy shorts, bro. That dude gonna be a registered sex
offender. But think about if you did.
The minute he walk out.
Imagine if you did, how fun it would be.
Nah, bro. You gonna be a registered. He gonna have to introduce himself to his neighbors every time he moves,
nah,
bro.
You wear that to the club.
Nah.
No kids there.
This dude crazy.
Nuts,
they really
bro.
Got that out there in the streets?
Man, look it up.
Man, DDL. I want to look that up. That's crazy.
One thing I'm not putting in my search, bro. I don't know why that shit's on your algorithm.
This I got dude. All good stuff.
I see.
I got all good stuff.
I got all the good stuff on mine. If I go to it right now, it might pop up.
Nah, you can keep. Because
you know they be listening, bro.
Yeah, because look. Damn. I just forgot that fast. It was something, bro. One time, I was thinking it. I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
And it popped up my phone.
It be doing that, bro. Their phone really knows your body.
I was thinking it.
They be social engineering.
That's like
bro.
Some different. That's different level right there.
That's sometimes, a different algorithm.
Sometimes they just show you things to make you think of the thing, and then it pops up. It's social engineering right now is at an all-time high. the way that they do these
things. Oh, so it's like if I show him this,
it's like a pattern. He's gonna,
yeah.
Then they'll make him think of that, and then I show him that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They smart as hell, bro, and that's good. If you dumb enough to fall for that, they should get you.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll be buying stuff off of them.
And I don't mean dumb in a bad way. I mean, like, if they get you, they get you.
I just look at it like they know me.
I mean, yeah.
They got to know me over time.
It's a very puppy way of looking at it.
Bro, they know my body. They know what I like. Mm-hmm. They going to promote it to me. Targeted marketing.
And
I like that.
You think those people have your best interest? You know,
nah, but they providing a service. If they showing me something that I like.
Exactly, they're providing you a service. That's what they have.
If they showing me something that I like, and it brings me enjoyment, and if it brings me enjoyment,
yeah,
by me buying it, I'm gonna do it.
This dude bought sacks, bro.
What's a sack?
Sacks. The underwear with the sack. They got him, bro.
For real?
Yeah, they got him.
That separation is supreme, bro.
See what I mean?
Are you talking about me?
Nah, that's him. He's the one to be getting got, bro. Yeah, any Instagram ad, bro. That whole say shop now, he clicking it, bro. Yeah.
I'm gonna look at the price.
It's gonna pique his interest. He's gonna
try this though. It never works on like stuff that you really want. You really trying to get it never work on it.
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Like when it's something that you really are trying to get.
Yeah, it worked for a lot of little stuff that don't matter.
These things like, yo, bro, I'm trying to buy this. I'm trying to get this. Who got this? It never show you that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It only works for like little petty stuff. Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Toe socks, underwear.
I don't know, but I'm kind of done with ordering shit online.
All right, man.
I'm getting fucked right now, bro.
That's a lie.
They're fucking me, bro.
Why? Yell style.
Because you remember how I bought that gun last month?
Yeah.
They lost it?
Yeah.
Now they telling me I can't get my money back.
That's your fault.
Because I opted out of the insurance.
Wow.
Hey, bro, I've been wanting to ask y'all about
fucking me, bro.
So, yeah. That's $500 down the drain.
So the $500, you ain't getting back.
That's what they said. But we gonna see.
You gotta raise hell, bud.
I got something for them. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna fucking,
I been wanting to ask y'all that, like, what's up with the whole
the bike crew?
Nah, fool.
Man, I'm trying to learn how to ride wheelie.
Tory being guilty. Like, he finna get locked up. I mean, to ask y'all that.
I do finna get locked up.
Yeah, he finna get locked up.
Deported. I do finna be holding somebody's pocket. I do finna be out of there. Him and his little
what
dad.
I don't understand is why people still online
going against Megan?
Yeah. Like, what?
Because they just don't like Megan.
Like, they had a whole protest against, like, Roc Nation or something. Like, I don't understand, like, if they lost.
Because any way it would have went, they would have said
he
the
judge.
He's
not that big for people to like him like that. You know, if you go to his top songs, nobody know his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have songs that people
like
know.
Like, memorable.
He's not
like,
big enough for people to, why are they acting like that?
That's they might be paid.
People, yeah, that's social engineering. So, that's what social engineering is. They'll set up fake protests to make people, to sway the conversation away. And a lot of companies are doing
or
this now.
To make people feel like, damn, there's people out there supporting. Let me go.
They'll buy bots to comment certain things. You know, they'll buy. Mm-hmm. There's companies out there that do this type of stuff. And I just think.
So you're telling me if I make 10 accounts.
Yo.
I can charge somebody and say, hey, I got 10 comments coming your way.
Yo.
More than that. Because you can do multiple.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be the same person saying the same thing.
So what?
Nah, 10 different people saying different things.
Or you can do it to where you're replying to people, you know?
Mm.
And then from there, you're running up.
You got all the content right there.
I'll reply to everybody that comment, and yeah. I'll put 10 comments. I can charge them.
Yeah.
A little
$10. 10 different people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's too little. You're fucking shooting yourself in the foot right there, buddy.
Don't say that while we talking about her.
You shooting yourself in the foot. This dude crazy.
Did it on purpose.
No, I didn't.
My dude really got the entendre.
Hey, I'm on it. I might have hit my head this morning, but I'm fucking on it.
Yeah, it unlocked something. To me.
But you had a delay.
It unlocked
so.
The third chakra. I'm back, baby. Chakra. I'm back.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like,
nah, but
if
I think
he finna go to jail.
Yeah, if you defending Tory, you're a fucking idiot. You're a bozo. You're a fucking clown.
I don't know if he's going to go to jail. Because he's a Canadian, his punishment might be
go back.
Deport. You can't come back to the U.S. Nah. And then that's
they be
it.
They locking up Mexicans over here.
Nah, yeah. They'll lock he's going to serve some time. But then they're going
to
deport
but
him.
He got money, though, to fight for,
money.
For a sweet deal like that.
But the biggest thing that I can't understand is that
he didn't have enough money to beat this case. He don't got enough money to stay in this country.
What I don't understand is this is like they saying we don't know who shot it, right? But
they said
why
it was
he
him.
Even, why do he? But why does he even have a gun? Anyway,
bro.
So that's the point.
He in LA.
Why is your gun out with
it's,
women?
It's because
some sucker stuff.
Well, according to what I read an article regarding this to pretty much surmise it. Tory. So the reason why Tory shot Megani is because they were arguing about their situationship. This was quoted by the New York Times, and about Tory's place in the industry.
Mm.
She was pretty much belittling him, as I they mean, said they were arguing. They were arguing about his artistic stature. Take it how you will.
Sound like she called him little to me.
And she was saying that he pretty much. She was saying she was probably telling him that he wasn't on
poking him in the chest.
So the reason why they were arguing about the situationship is because supposedly Tory was involved with the other woman that was in the car with
her
him,
best
which is
friend.
Her best friend.
Yeah.
So, and they're saying that the rumor was that the best friend was the one that shot the gun. Mm-hmm. That was the rumor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but that whole situation after it happened was very hush-hush. You know, Meg didn't go to the cops or anything. They never reported it. She stepped on glass. That was the rumors. Remember,
she didn't want to get him
cover it up, and then now it all comes out that Tory offered the best friend and Meg $1 million to never talk about it. DNA results did pull gunpowder evidence from Tory's hand. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that they never swabbed the other girl, the best friend. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're still
but if
saying
he
that
got
she.
It, but look, she shouldn't have it.
But look, this is the main point. How I was telling Dave the other day, they offered the best friend complete. What was the word?
Immunity.
They offered the best friend when she went up to testify complete immunity. So that means whatever she says right there, she could say she killed somebody, and she can't get charged with that because they offered her complete immunity in exchange for her to testify honestly. She's under oath. They offered her complete immunity to tell the truth about what happened that night. Did she shoot Meg? No. Did Tory do it? Yes. Did he offer them $1 million to not say anything about it? Yes. I mean, she has no reason to lie. You know, if they give her a golden ticket, say the truth, you won't be tried. Because what they're trying to do, the defense team is trying to get Tory off. So they wanted her to tell her truth or Tory's truth. And then another telling thing was that Tory never testified. He never went on the stand. He never told his side of the story. You know how that would say
he didn't
three,
want to?
Three sides of the story. Her
he chose
side,
not
his
to?
Side. That was the strategy.
That's the team.
He never
it's
said
like
anything because
the minute
that he opens up about it, then now he's
they can ask you questions
they
now
can,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they can cross-examine you. You can't
just go up there and say, hey, this, and this happened.
And walk
and then
off.
That's it. Okay, it's your side. And then the other people can come and start basically like interrogating you, asking you questions to try to make you see what they can get out of you, mm-hmm. see if you're lying.
Flip your words.
So
yeah.
Kind of
how you
just
lie.
Letting the lawyers handle it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what most people do. A lot of the people that go and
yeah, but if you're telling the truth, you should testify, right?
Bro, I don't know how lawyers and the defense teams do things, but a lot of the times the person does not testify.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why people never just sit back and look and say, Why is his gun out around him?
So, and that was another thing. It was in the state of California. You gotta have, you gotta get certain type of handguns off a roster. He's not even American, so he can't own a firearm in California. He got a lot of gun charges. The main one he got was assault with a handgun. So what, so that's what, telling
what was
me,
the what was the he was guilty on three? What was the three guilty?
Assault with a handgun,
mm-hmm.
Possession of an unregistered firearm,
mm-hmm.
and
because I just kept seeing
shooting in a public or some shit like that.
So what? Much like, how many years even again?
So with firearm charges, they're always up to 25 years, but. For gun charges, depending on your record, you usually don't get nowhere near that.
I feel
that.
Like assault is pretty bad.
I said assault. Yeah, that's bad. The one that he can get some time for. Assault with a handgun, that's kind of like, you know, robbing somebody with a handgun, and that's that.
I mean, but she was bleeding, though.
He shot her in both legs. I mean, but, and also another thing that I want you to notice, that it's assault with a handgun. So pretty much what they concluded was that he wasn't trying to kill her, and he right. did this because that's a man, like that's attempted murder.
Yeah, assault
with a handgun.
Attempted murder is two different things.
Those are two different things. So why did they give him assault with a handgun? He wasn't trying to kill her. So I'm pretty sure the defense portrayed that he wasn't gonna kill her. You know.
Well, like he was just trying to scare her.
He was trying to scare her because his.
I wish this damn trial would have been open to the public or whatever. Like
the public doesn't. Man, that's one thing. Motherfuckers need to mind their fucking business, bro. Who gives a fuck what they're going through? Like, I just read an article because I saw it on the timeline, and that's it. That's all the information. I never kept up with it. I never saw them. The videos of them leaving the courthouse. Oh,
it's crazy how like some people are really, really invested.
Man,
in
y'all
stuff.
Need to go get a fucking hobby.
One
go
of them is Joe Budden, bro. Cars.
Who?
He made me mad, bro.
Who?
Joe Budden.
What'd he do?
I was listening to him. Like they really be talking about this stuff, like women, bro. I don't know, like just very.
I mean, you know, that's what we do on podcasts. We gossip.
No, we gossip. That's what they do. We don't do that.
We do be gossiping.
We don't gossip. We be spilling, you know what gossip is?
We be spilling all the tea.
We broke COVID.
That ain't gossiping.
That's tea.
That's like news, bro.
That's
like,
piping hot tea.
No, that's not tea, bro. Tea is like messy stuff.
And I don't even know why tea got like a negative connotation like that. Like, tea is so good for you.
Because whenever people talk, they serve themselves tea. That's
oh, it's going back to like some ancient
like,
times.
Like, let's sit
no,
down.
People do that in the modern times, Dave.
Well, you go
just,
back.
Just because you and as American don't do that, many of other countries, we're
talking
about. We're
talking about America.
Middle
we ain't talking
Eastern
about goddamn.
Countries, they have tea
like,
while they talk.
Yeah, it's like.
That's what we're talking about. Ancient times.
You ever seen the movies?
They
be they like,
third
oh,
world countries
like
for
would
a reason.
Like a cup of tea.
Yeah, they offer something to drink. Everybody do that.
They third
somebody
world
come
countries.
To my house like, hey, you want some water?
Yeah, but you don't offer them tea.
Yeah, because I
don't start
make
offering tea.
Start offering tea.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, yeah that's hard. Take a walk
biscuits.
Out.
We don't have no crumpets.
Nah, man, this America. I'd be like, you want
that's what
water?
I said.
Man, you want a beer? You want a water?
Yeah.
You want a little Cayman Jack?
Yeah, show them some red.
Yeah,
white,
be,
and
in
blue.
The morning they'd be like, nah, I'd be playing. It'd be a bit, you know, but I'd be dead ass.
What if they say yeah?
I'll give it to them.
Yeah,
but I'd just be trying to test them, not test them, because that sounds like I'm plotting.
To see where they head at.
No, it's no. I don't really care because if you want to drink one in the morning,
you just do it for the funsies.
It's for fun, but you can really drink it.
Yeah,
because if you drink,
it's your body, your choice.
Yeah, and if they tell me like, are you gonna get one? I'll get one too. Like, I ain't tripping.
Yeah,
it's fun.
That's very libertarian of you.
How?
Like that's good.
Yeah, whatever you want, bro. Yeah. They'd be like, nah, it's too early. Yeah, bet it is too early.
Yeah, you just go with the flow.
Yeah, it's like whatever, bro.
I see.
Yeah.
It's like you got to enjoy your life, man. Yeah.
You really do.
Unless it's a snow cone.
Because if not, your life going to enjoy you.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Do the math.
That's no cap, bro.
Yeah.
You got to grab life by the horns.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bull riding style.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do that. Grab it by the horns. You might headbutt it. And then you're going to be bleeding out.
Yeah. You might fucking awaken a third chakra like me.
Yeah. Hey, but we didn't even talk about the Christmas, bro.
Christmas, damn. Man. New Year's around the corner.
Yeah, New Year's around the corner, but you know, I don't like when Christmas come around because people be feeling like
we talk about the freeze.
When you talk about
last part, remember I told people we finna freeze.
Yeah. Okay.
Where they was listening from?
from Minnesota.
I didn't say Minnesota.
You were somewhere up there, up north.
It was Delaware,
Milwaukee, Delaware,
New Hampshire. It was somewhere. I said 10 people.
Connecticut.
I don't know, but them 10 people know who they are.
Yeah,
Warrington.
They still in the snow, but we survived.
Hey, nah, fucking. You saw New York.
What happened in New York?
They had some heavy snow.
Oh yeah,
the past couple days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had like that was like a super duper Arctic freeze coming down.
A generation type, and I like
that. I don't know how they calculate that once in a generation.
Because it happened once in a generation.
Yeah. So,
but what if it happened again?
A generation like a long ass time.
That's what I'm saying. It happened to your parents. Now it happened to you, and then it's gonna happen to your kids. But
different people live for different amounts of time. How do they know what's a generation?
Bull, but it's on fucking average.
Yeah, you.
It's not exact.
But you can't dead ass number.
But you can't
what
average
if it
life
at the end of this generation and then happens at the beginning of this. It doesn't fucking matter. They're just averaging, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
But hella pipes bust, man. Like a lot of pipes ain't bust. Like last
people
year,
were better prepared.
The plumbers were on standby though.
Hey, those little greasy plumbers,
fucking scumbags, you ass crack having scumbags. Yeah, that's why you sat there in your fucking Ford Transit looking like a bum, twiddling
with all
your
the goddamn shark bites in there.
Yeah, you dumb bitch.
You bought the whole box for nothing, dummy.
Shark bites,
idiot.
Yeah,
hey, them shark bites come in clutch.
Yeah,
when them
man,
pipes
people
buzz,
smarten
bro.
Up. They turn the water off.
Look at that, you fucking bum. You
drain
got
the
all
faucets.
That fucking Plex. Y'all don't even use copper no more, so you can't go settle like a greasy fucking bum.
Y'all don't even know how to weld.
Fucking bums.
Hey, you got orange glue.
Yeah, that's what y'all get. Overcharging people last year. Taking advantage of.
Man, bro, my neighbor paid $500 to fix a little bitty pipe.
Your neighbor a fucking idiot.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
they listen.
They
chill.
Got you.
Hey, nah. They got you.
They got you.
He's twisted.
Nah.
They got you.
Nah, it's like, oh yeah, they had to come at 11 at night and charge me $5. I'm like, bro, that's
ain't no
$20 repair job.
Ain't no way to lube that
like,
fucking
$20 in parts. You know what I'm saying?
But material. In desperate times, people gonna pay what they gonna pay.
I know, but they shouldn't.
People shouldn't
like,
take advantage
look,
like that.
If you on a regular day, if you're a plumber and your materials cost you $20, and you normally charge $120,
you know you have your fee.
You know
for
you
want to
get them. Yeah, you
$200.
Don't go over two. You know what I'm saying? Don't go over two, but five.
You're getting
bro.
Greedy, bro. You
$500 just for the call out?
Yeah, dumbass plumbers. They was acting like the damn tow truck driver just sitting at the gas station.
Yeah,
somebody finna come get me.
Yeah.
And look at us.
But we smarten up. We I think a lot more people was prepared.
I mean, y'all had some pipes bust.
Yeah, but we
but y'all had leftover supplies.
And we had B-Body King on standby. He was our greasy plumber.
That dude right there.
He went out there and flip-flops.
Yo, it was
thongs,
cold.
22 degrees.
I was holding the phone for him.
22 degrees.
He ended up playing a game. I'm holding the phone.
Hey,
he don't even know that it's being fixed.
Yeah, I didn't know.
This fool ended up drinking coffee.
You talking about what happened?
Yeah.
While the water pressure was low.
What's up with
the
water?
He put in the group message pressure low.
This dude
we out here
crazy.
Working. We didn't even answer him, bro.
No, don't pay me out like that. We didn't have the water on. I was pissing outside.
Yeah.
I just go outside.
Yeah, you got to do stuff like that.
You got what? What was the lowest? 17?
Yeah.
But the felt like with the wind and everything.
Yeah. Zero, bro.
It felt like.
Did y'all go out there and feel it in real time?
Hey,
that was cold.
That was cold.
It made my bones hurt.
Yeah. Bro, when we was out right like today, it was like in the 40s.
That shit felt. Yeah,
it felt life
40
felt
right
good.
Now. I feel like
I see why the motherfucking white people wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts and shit.
When they be like,
it's a little
because
warm.
They be coming from Delaware and shit, bro.
I'm about to come out the hoodie, boy.
Yeah.
But then I got into some shade. Nah, it was
yeah,
cold.
A little shade be cold.
Yeah.
Nah, but
Christmas was almost. Christmas was almost canceled, boy.
Yeah, the day of, that's when the Christmas Eve. You know, our Hispanic people celebrate Christmas Eve.
The 24th.
Yeah, so, you know, we got the, B-Body got the pipe working that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the party continued, bro.
Yeah.
And we was good. We had, what, how many days in a row? Maybe three or four? Of like
three solid, three solid days, which is unusual down here.
Yeah, that's a
does not happen.
Yeah, that was
we'll get one day, you know.
Yeah, one day.
But nah, I'm glad everybody was prepared. I'm glad nobody got taken advantage of. I'm glad everybody kind of were within their senses. It was like there was no. Well, I don't know.
It wasn't no mass chaos. And yeah, now
that's what I felt like. There wasn't any.
And it was because if it would have rained with this kind of cold, it would have been a lot worse.
Do you know last year, bro, when I was when the pipes bust, we were at I went to Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
You know the line?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was at the back of the store.
Yeah.
In the line.
Me and B-Body went.
The like it did a C. And I was at the back, and we had to go all around the store.
Yeah.
That's how bad the
line it was. Crazy.
Nah. Home Depot, y'all been tripping lately. Y'all need to get some cashiers, man, in those fucking things.
Bro, they never
do that. Self-checkout.
It don't be that many people in Home Depot like that.
Nah.
Dog.
In our area?
Not the one over here. It be dead.
Yeah. Nah, the one in our area, it be popping, boy. Dog. They be selling tamales outside.
Bro, I like that one. They bring, you know, they be having furniture from Mexico.
Yeah, huaraches.
All types of Virgin Mary paintings. Yeah. But I'm so sick of those sick self-checkouts, bro. They turn into Walmart, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
We don't get a W-2 for that?
And they get mad at me when I start stealing and shit, bro. It's like,
yeah.
Who get a W-2?
Like, us. They should give us one.
For what?
It's like we worked there.
Yeah, we managed the cashier,
we
bro.
We even worked in the register.
Yeah. One time I took a bunch of stuff back that I stole. I forgot that I stole it. Because it's that. If I'm going to do self-checkout and I got 15 of them, I'm
on, paid on the spot.
I'm only scan 10.
Yeah.
But I forgot that I did that. 10. So I take it back. I got my receipt and everything.
Damn.
I take them back. Idiot. I got more than what's on the receipt.
Imagine you go to jail.
Hold on.
You returned
it. They took them back?
Yeah, they took it back. Give me a little.
Nah, they some fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They would have been like,
this dude
nah,
just
bro.
Reverse Uno'd them, bro.
Yeah. That's how I came out winning,
dude,
bro.
Dude sold them their shit.
And they gave me a little gift card. The cash, the in-store only. Yeah. I'm a Home Depot fiend, bro. I'll be in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it.
Nah.
But they pay me to shop.
Man, watch later on. I got a feeling gas stations might be like that.
What? Self checkout?
Yeah.
They already are.
They're not self checkout.
Bro, you put your credit card in.
Inside the store.
Who go inside the store?
No, I'm still.
I don't remember the last time I've been inside a gas station.
I ain't never paying for a rep.
You an old head.
Every time I pump gas, I leave it running and go inside.
You an old head.
You leave the car running?
No, full pump running.
I always leave my car running though.
I
I'm in a little diesel.
You take a long time to fill up, bro.
Yeah,
you got to go inside and get a little snack.
Yeah, I fill up first and then I go get me a little Red Bull and Twix.
You be afraid to leave it.
I don't leave it running. I leave it filling.
For real?
Yeah, that shit's not gonna overfill.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about somebody coming on the other side, taking it out, putting in theirs.
Who wanna
happened to me before?
Who wanna get
in
shot
goddamn
by the gas tank?
Greasy Victoria, Texas.
Yeah, that's a whole different side of
they
town.
They stole?
Yeah.
They fucking
I did that in the work truck. Glue gloop. I put it in mine. I go inside of Busey's or whatnot. About to give me some, what they call
it? They did it at Busey's, bro?
Yeah. So look, boom. I go in there, right? Man. I come out. I see the number sky high on there. The pump stopped.
What if it was like a joke? Like, what if they
were it wasn't a bit. Because I get inside the truck, them are still on E.
Damn,
But the number on the...
That's what they said, dummy.
Yeah.
So, because you know it take a long time to get to the inside the store.
You did it at the wrong gas station.
They got 50 goddamn pumps.
They got 100 and some pumps.
They got a shitload.
You went to the wrong one, Dave. Come on.
They got me. So, oh boy,
it's a trek just to get to the restroom.
Yeah, somebody pulled up next to me.
Let me tell you.
Took it out, put it in there, it's filled up, put it back in mine.
Let me guess. So
they didn't even leave it running on yours?
Nah.
They inconsiderate assholes.
And I just looked at the number and I was like, oh yeah, that's about right.
Of course.
I just took it out.
How would you know? You know.
So let me guess what you did. You got your own money and paid.
I had to,
because then they would have been like, "Yo,
no," because the credit card. But that was my last fill up for the week.
Oh,
he only get allotted a certain amount. He had to make it back home.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was on the way home. That was the end of the week.
So what happened?
I had to put my own money, I turned that receipt in. They gave it back to me.
So you almost got fired for somebody stealing your gas. You ain't tell on them.
Nah, I just told them I ran out.
Yeah, because he was out of town.
They don't ask too many questions, bro. I was moving and shaking, bro.
Just be like,
which is true. You got to do what you got to do.
Now, I'm going to feel old the day I go in the gas station and I start coming out with peanuts. You know what I'm saying?
Boy peanuts?
No, you know them little $2 for $1 peanuts? Them little packs?
I don't like them. Them hoes be too salty. My lips and shit start like getting wrinkled up. You know how when you be under the pool for a little bit too long?
Your lips be under the pool?
No, you know your skin, it get wrinkled.
This fool here.
No, you know how when
your lips go like that?
Yeah,
when you
yeah. Too
you
much
might
salt.
Be allergic. I don't know nobody.
Hey, your shit not supposed to do that. Yeah. Hey, but look, I guess I just want to give one PSA.
Yeah.
If you go in the gas station to buy lotto tickets, figure that shit out before you go up to the front. I don't need you standing there. I'm late for fucking work.
Why you stopping and going inside if you late?
I need to get my honey bun, bro.
Honey bun, bro. You a sick individual. Twix.
That's your breakfast?
This motherfucker talking about he dehydrated. He drink too many big gulps and shit. And I'm the problem because I give me a honey bun.
Nah,
that's my reward, bro.
Nah, I get the big
filled up.
For what?
Huh?
For filling up. Oh, I thought you were saying like your reward for going to work that day.
Yeah, that's a good ass reward. Yeah, I'll make it every day. If they have honey buns at work.
You get a milk? A milk and a honey bun?
No, I don't get
Watch this sick ass drink.
I don't get no drink.
Oh, that's even sick. I would dry mouth. The dude finna choke on a honey bun.
I'm not finna get no single ass milk from a gas station.
Oh, that's always do that.
Hell no. It's,
man, if they got 1%, I'm buying 2. One for later. I love 1% milk, dog.
Hell no.
Nah. What I do miss is those honey buns. Not honey buns, cinnamon rolls. They sell them long ass cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, they with a little carton at the, at the bottom.
Man, you throw that like 15 seconds in the microwave with a 1% milk.
Nah, you can't be drinking 1%.
They ain't
bro.
Even have 1% in your back in your day.
Nah, we had that.
You gotta drink that shit whole straight out the titty, bro.
No. You gotta get water, half that, whole milk. You make 1%.
Nah, this dude.
Why you don't drink whole milk like a little baby?
Because it make me like burp.
Gassy? Out your ass? It make you burp out your ass?
Nah, like.
Dude, to me, that'll be turning.
You can't tell the difference between whole milk
and that whole thick and rich.
Yeah, I don't like it thick like that.
Nah, I like that.
That whole of it.
It's like when they used to get that school chocolate milk, that bastard was thick. You drinking a goddamn pudding.
I remember in first grade, I was in Miss Franklin's class.
Why you say her name like that?
Because it was very traumatic. I remember the first time I ever drank strawberry milk at school because I got there early enough to get breakfast. I got strawberry milk.
This fool been showing up late his whole life to everything.
Hey, that was one thing about me. Yeah. But I'm going to show up. And so I got breakfast. I drank the strawberry milk. I get to class. My stomach just wasn't feeling right. I threw up all over my fucking desk.
What grade?
It was first grade.
Traumatic, bro.
This was my second time in first grade.
Dude, crazy.
I was in Miss Franklin's.
So you was really a second grader.
It's the second time in first grade.
I was in Miss Franklin's class.
You was a second grader.
I threw up fucking pink milk all over the desk.
Why?
I don't know. And ever since then, I've never drunk strawberry milk.
I got some of that Nestle.
Nah,
Clique.
I might throw up.
That shit fire. That was my favorite flavored milk. Dude,
strawberry was like, you thought it was healthier or something.
Yeah, it was pink.
She sent me to the nurse. They called my mom. Then my mom had to get my cousin. Her and my cousin came to pick me up. My cousin Chandler.
You went home?
Yeah.
I would have left you there, dog.
Because usually when you throw up, you feel better.
Nah.
It was the opposite for you?
I was fucked
up. He went
up.
Home and watched cartoons.
I did.
You got McDonald's?
Nah. It was early in the morning, bro. Like,
he was still full.
Like, you don't remember them old school ass breakfast platters they used to have at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Styrofoam
they
ass?
Still got that? No,
they still got that?
Yeah.
That's
my
crazy.
Daughter get that.
For real?
The hotcakes.
Yeah, hotcakes. But she get the one, the loaded one, big breakfast.
Mm.
It got everything in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's her favorite breakfast thing.
In different countries, they got the same shit with different variations. Not even different countries. In Hawaii, they got
pineapples.
Nah, it has rice, white rice. Has white rice, spam, and hotcakes on that same
Yeah, every
platter.
Time I eat inside McDonald's, I have them put my hot and spicy and fries on that thing.
I've never ate inside of I haven't ate inside of McDonald's. Well,
you know the one with the clear top?
I know the one with the clear
That's
top.
That's what they put it on for me.
You're fucking, yeah.
And then you got a zigzag ketchup everywhere. You never did that?
Nah, bro, that's fucking absurd.
Then you mix up the, you make red, like homemade red flash. You get Dr. Pepper and the red strawberry soda. You make red flash.
People don't even know what the fuck that is, bro.
It's an old soda from back in the day.
People don't even
know. Damn, I'm showing my age.
Hell yeah, this dude.
Yeah, red flesh was good, dog. 50-50 mixture.
This is crazy.
This fool here.
And that, all that shit's believable.
Cause I'm dead this, ass right now, bro.
He said this shit straight, like rolled off the tongue. That dude crazy, bro.
You don't remember it? Are you laughing because you
don't remember that, bro?
You don't remember Red Flash?
Nah.
Google it.
I'd refuse to serve you, bro. You came in and asked for that shit.
This dude crazy. Can no, I you get... do it yourself.
No, you got to make it yourself.
Yeah, they got the
no. Back in the day, machine. It was an option
on the machine.
Yeah, because let me tell you what I did. I looked behind the machine because yeah.
And it was
the
one just in the hood, those two.
It
tubes?
Was them two lines to that one.
Oh my god!
So when I push it, oh man, that's like 50-50 coming out.
Yeah,
I make my own now. To this day, man. It's like the water, the soda be you like put burgundy,
burgundy.
Like, yeah, it's yeah, like yeah, yeah, it yeah. ain't like.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Dark red.
Yeah, bro,
I remember some drinks called Red Fusion.
Red Fusion. I don't know.
You don't remember that?
Mm-hmm. What color was it?
I remember, think it was like that, like a little burgundy
red
purple.
Flash, bro.
I remember D&L.
Mm-hmm.
I remember DDL.
Man, where we at? Yeah.
Hey, hey, what's up with the roadcaster, bro? We good? You got that mud too far away now, though.
Yeah, we can't even poke it.
Nobody know. We done? So we almost froze to death, but we was good.
Yeah, Christmas. Tony lost a lot of money on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Christmas was fun. We was doing a lot of gambling on Jesus' birthday or whatnot, or his supposed birthday.
That's what it's for, bro. That's what money's what? For, bro.
But do you think lose. That somebody can look at us right and we're it's Christmas?
But that
in the money table.
Be I mean, mad you know, at like, us for gambling?
Yeah, like, bro, I don't think y'all should be doing it.
Be mad at us when you see us at fucking church on the on that day.
Only.
Only, yeah.
But
on that day only.
But they really.
Be mad at us for that. Don't be mad at us for living our true lives.
You know what I don't like? When, like, religious people be mad at you because you, like.
A heathen?
When you take things a little bit too literal.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can be like, technically, that ain't Jesus' birthday.
He was born in the summer.
Please. I don't know. I heard it was in January.
Nah,
but they like, oh, you getting too technical? Like, relax.
Yeah,
smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not true. This is his birthday or whatnot. But like, no, it's not, bro. And then you worried about gifts and stuff. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
The gifts, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, bro, I only celebrate Christmas because it's lit. It's fire, bro.
Yeah.
You get to give something to somebody, and you get
yeah,
to see them.
Most of the time, Christmas for the kids, bro.
Yeah, it's for the kids, bro.
Like, nobody's like, oh, why didn't you buy me nothing? Like,
but people have been trying to flip it later. They're saying the gift giving is for you, to make you feel good. Like, you give somebody a gift, it's
a
selfish.
Kid?
Like, no, yeah, it's selfish because it's like you giving this gift to this person because you want that person to be happy, and then it's gonna make you feel good about yourself.
That
like
they happy that you did something.
Yeah. So it's like so they trying to flip it like selfish.
Think? What do you think?
Of course you're gonna feel good because somebody feels good.
Yeah, that's natural.
That's natural. That's what you want. But people be reading into stuff a little bit too much.
Yeah.
They be digging a little bit too deep. Like, relax, bro.
Yeah, it's like so many ways you could.
If we ain't gonna trip about that not being Jesus' birthday, relax, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a gift.
Yeah.
He happy.
Do y'all know
she
how to
happy.
Do a white elephant? I seen a lot.
Man,
of
it was
doing
it, we did one. It was pretty fun, bro. Yeah. I think we ought to do it.
What?
For New Year's.
Y'all did one?
We did one at work. White elephant? That was my first time
at
doing
work,
it. I called it black elephant.
Yeah, you really do got buddies.
Nah, really, I work with nothing but Mexicans.
Yeah, but they the whitewash.
No, they not.
Yes, they not are.
They don't even speak English.
That's not the one in the office.
No, they don't speak English.
You're in the office. The people in the office ain't Mexicans.
Yeah, they are.
They gotta speak English.
They don't.
In the fucking office.
They don't. I send all the emails
for
them.
What kind of shit show y'all got running up there?
He said he sent all the emails.
Yeah, I'm spell checking.
You text them what to say?
Yeah. No, I'm playing. But nah, they not. They Mexican and they do that stuff. So we all got gifts or whatnot. We you know, you pick the number. If it's 10 of y'all 1 through 10, draw numbers. The person go first, get a gift, you open it right there and then.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how we did it. Mm-hmm. And then the number two person, they can either pick to get a gift off the table
or your gift.
Or take your gift. And if you got a fire gift, they're going to take your gift. And some people, you can put a limit.
And then what happened to you with a gift? Is it?
If they steal your gift, you get to pick a new one or steal somebody else's, but not yours back.
So you do this as it's going or you do it at the end?
No, just as it's going. So you go up and get one. It's my turn. I like what you got. I steal yours. You go again.
The person that go last is the one that's pretty much going to get what they want.
Basically, it ends whenever the last gift is on the table. If that person gets the last gift, then that person chose to get a gift, not steal. But if you steal, then that person...
I got
to
see it.
It's that person's goal.
It's not confusing to me.
No, it's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
I go get one. Yeah. Open it. I like it. He go up there and get one.
And now
he like it.
There's the last gift.
It's your turn to go.
But you're the last one.
And there's one more gift.
Not to open my gift.
You can... No, that's not your gift. You can steal one of ours. So he still... You steal Tony's because you like Tony's. Now it's Tony's time to go.
I can steal one or get the last gift.
He can either steal mine or pick that one. If he steal mine, then it's my go. I look at both of y'all's again.
And when do it end? You could just...
When it's that last gift and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just get that one. And I'll get that one, open it.
Works out better with more people.
Yeah, it works out way better with more people. Because there's a lot more stealing.
The more people, the bigger the pot.
Yeah. But it was pretty fun. Yeah. And I think it brought a lot of, at least for the work environment.
Giggling.
That was a team building exercise for
you guys? Like little simple things like that. It's like you bring the team. Because, you know, it'd be about business. You show up. Hey, y'all go do that. Y'all go do that. We eat a little jokey joke here and there. But that was a time we ate.
People think you funny?
Nah. Oh, okay. Nah, I present myself as a very serious young man.
So what they be talking about up there? Like beating the shit out their wives since they like super Mexican?
Nah, bro. These are like the new age ones, bro. Like they young and they don't...
Wife beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
That's fun sometimes.
What? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta reverse the roles.
Reverse the roles. You need to get in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine. They different. I don't think they really building them like that. You really gotta go find like alcoholics and stuff to live out those fantasies.
Yeah, it's because things weren't as accessible back then, you know?
Yeah. So. I think if you're still living like that in this day and age with the amount of access to information, the internet, you pretty slow.
Yeah.
If you can't learn, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that ain't right or whatnot. I think back then people had more of it.
What ain't right?
Like beating your wife and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think, like, people back in the days, there was a little more freestyling. They didn't have no...
Yeah.
Guidance, even though that should be a pretty straightforward thing that you shouldn't do, but maybe they daddy did it.
It's different though, because
that's what I'm saying.
You got to realize, like, this is like, you know how people know how to train dogs better today. Back in the day, they used to hit them.
Yeah,
you know, you do something bad, they pop their dogs.
Yeah.
Now people better at training, so they don't hit them no more.
That's what I'm saying. More time, more information.
These fucking dogs buttons to talking shit.
Yeah, like dogs.
I want more food.
It's not that they smarter. They got better at training, so maybe that's what happened with us.
Yeah, we learned more, for sure.
Yeah.
I think all of us, across the board.
Don't use your hands and feet no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a good thing, I think. Yeah. I think that's a win for humanity.
Use your fucking noggin.
Yeah, you always got to be on big brain time.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a beautiful note to end it on.
We ending it?
Yeah.
God damn, I was ready to keep going, bro. Nah, goddamn, Christmas.
I got to go to work tomorrow, bro.
Yeah,
you talking about you ready to end it?
Yo, on Christmas.
Not me. The fucking show.
All right, bro. I feel like we didn't talk about nothing, but we can go. Which button is it? This one?
The orange one.
Yeah, this dude don't know what to do on it no more.
It's because y'all took it away from me, bro. Because I was having too much fun on it.
It's been next to you for the past 3 years, June. It's been right there.
That's how long we've been partying, bro, 3 years?
I've never sat in front of this thing till today.
He never looked at it.
This has always been y'all's thing.
That's true.
Y'all been duking it out.
Nah.
And y'all still be getting tripped up by this thing.
Not me.
No,
that's this dude over here.
It's because I got big fingers, so I be hitting two things at one time.
Yeah, that's some big ass buttons. That's like some Peabody type stuff.
Come on, man.
Oh man, thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode. Party next door.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It's your boy Cooking with No Food. I'm here with
June. Yes, sir.
We happy holidays, wherever the fuck you celebrate. I just hope you spend some time with your family, with the people you love. Family doesn't have to be blood all the time. It can just be people you grew up with, yeah, people bro. That you're comfortable with.
They ain't gotta be blood. They can be crip too.
Yo. Yeah, as just as long as you enjoyed being with them, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
But from the Pod Next Door crew, we're very religious around here. So Merry Christmas,
Happy Kwanzaa,
Happy Kwanzaa. What the Jews celebrate? Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Shout out to them. They've been very oppressed lately. So I want to include them.
They're getting oppressed by Kanye is crazy.
That's fucking nuts, bro. Like, Kanye, he's the final boss. Like,
hey, man, calm down, huh?
Yeah.
He disappeared. Well,
somebody probably whooped his ass or something, dog.
Nah. Yo, see,
a little Jew thing. With a little Mazel Tov on his head. I mean, what is it called?
Nah. Because they had a video of him eating, he was eating soul food by himself.
Soul food?
Yeah, at a restaurant just by himself eating.
That's nah, crazy. It's because they
going to work on the pork chops.
They deplatformed him.
I know,
he
but
has nowhere to,
somebody should have.
Nobody wants him on
the
show.
He can go
shows.
On Truth Social.
He's not going to go.
Sometimes a good butt whooping, it'll get you right.
Yeah. That's what a lot of motherfuckers need, because on Reddit, a lot of you motherfuckers wouldn't say that shit to my face, telling me I should be the one to have cancer and shit. You wouldn't fucking say that. Y'all
somebody
real
told
bold,
you that?
Y'all yeah. real bold on the fucking internet. But say that shit to my face, I'll give you a fucking kiss.
This dude's sick.